Thank you for joining us for this Chelan Goat football preview here on Lake Chelan Now. I'm Dennis Rahm, and it was my pleasure to recently participate in a media day that was put together by Chelan football coach Travis Domser out at Sargent Field. We had the chance to interview not only coach, but five of his football players as well. Let's get right to it as we begin our discussion with senior running back Ethan Keel. Keel is expected to be one of the mainstays of the offense this year, and he really likes what he sees from his team.
We got everything we need, O-line, wide receivers, coaches. We all have a great chemistry here, and we all love to be out here.
Okay, you're heading into the season in the Caribou Trail League, and I know always a benchmark, a game everybody looks forward to is Cashmere, and I'm guessing that's what you're all gearing up for in addition to perhaps a league championship.
Yes, we've been working our tail off all summer, going to summer workouts every day, and just we're ready for them, and they took it away from us last year, so we want to take it away from them this year.
Another guy on the offensive side of the football that Chelan will rely on heavily this year is senior quarterback Reed Stamps. In the past two seasons, Stamps has thrown for 45-plus touchdown passes. He'll need more of those this year if Chelan is to put points up on the board. So we talked to Reed about what are some of the things he's been doing to better prepare for a senior season and to make the improvements that he's looking for.
I've been going to a lot of camps this summer all over the nation, so I've been working a lot on my footwork, and accuracy is the main thing.
Do you feel more confident this year?
Yeah. Easily, and I'm bigger, so.
And what about the makeup of the rest of this team? You feeling pretty good about it?
Yeah, we got a good group of guys, and we have a lot of defensive players returning this year, and we led the league in points scored and fewest points allowed, so we got a good team coming back, able to do it again.
Next, we visit with senior tight end Quinn McLaren. Unfortunately for McLaren, he's going to have to sit out for a while as he is dealing with an injury. And he's really looking forward to getting out on the field and playing alongside his longtime buddy and best friend, quarterback Reed Stamps. So hopes to be able to catch some passes and contribute later this season.
Reed's one of my best buddies. We've known each other since fifth grade, and he's actually been my only quarterback I've ever had. I started playing football in middle school, and Reed was a quarterback. So we got good chemistry right now. I think there's a lot of routes that he knows where I'm going, and he gets the ball to me.
And you're sporting a cast right now on the right arm here, wrist. What happened, and what's the prognosis?
Skiing last December, I fell on it funny and thought it was just sprained, but I got it checked out in July and found out I had a broken scaphoid, and I had to get surgery on that. And I'm out September 2nd. I get my cast off in a splint for six more weeks, and then we'll go from there. Tough watching people run routes and catch footballs. I really wish I was out there, but I still love being a part of this team, even if I'm not on the field.
And we certainly hope for a speedy recovery for McLaren. Next, we get to talk to someone who loves the defensive side of the football. That is senior middle linebacker Nathan Alcala. And as you'll hear, Alcala loves to hit.
As a middle linebacker, I'm pretty much just, you know, follow the ball wherever it goes, lay some big hits, and try to get the ball back whenever I can.
And then I know Coach said you play H-back on the offensive side. What does that entail?
H-back, tight end. I usually am leading for the running back a lot, Ethan Keel, making blocks for him, make sure he gets to the end zone without getting touched. And then tight end, I'm out there to make some catches and get in the end zone.
It's an interesting schedule that's lining up for Chelan. You start at home against Brewster in a non-league game. You've got a tough one, another non-league against Okanagan, and of course the Caribou Trail League teams. And the big one, all your fellow teammates were talking about here earlier, that they're kind of, obviously they want to win every game, but the little added emphasis sometimes to that, the Cashmere game and the Bronze Shoe game. Are you feeling that same way?
Yes, definitely. I feel like we got a good shot this year. Last year, we went out and we did pretty good, but I feel like this year is a whole different new crew. We got a lot of young guys, and I feel like we're going to go out there and kick some butt.
In our next player interview, we move to the offensive and defensive lines with the same guy. That's junior two-way player Tate Sandoval, who also talks about how excited he is for the makeup of this team this year and how he's looking forward to good success.
I'm feeling really good about things. I, like everybody else is saying, we got a really good group of guys, and I'm just really excited to be here and really excited for the outcome of what's going to happen this year.
What's the makeup of the line this year? Because you play there, you're on both sides. Average size line this year for the Goats? Big? What? How do you assess it?
I got to say that we're an average size, but I love the fact that we're an average size because it just means we have a lot more people that we got to prove wrong, because I have a feeling that a lot of people may say that we're small, but we're really strong and we're really talented, so I'm really excited about our line.
Would you call it an athletic line?
Yes, sir. Yeah, totally athletic. We're all really good listeners. We're really good players, really athletic, and we've all been in the weight room, and we all really work our tails off, and I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
And finally, we come to the end of our interviews, this time with the head coach of the Chelan Goats, Travis Domser. Very enthusiastic about his squad this year, considers them to be physical, athletic, although maybe not the biggest team around, but he says it's a very special group.
This team is especially they're a hardworking group. We won't be the biggest team any week. We're pretty small. But I'll tell you what, these guys are going to be physical when they get there. And we're athletic up front. I don't know if we've ever been this athletic up front. So our coaches have done a great job in adjusting some of the schemes. And then defensively, we got a lot of guys that played last year. And we were pretty good on defense last year. So we're excited. This group, though, it's a special group. Each group has their unique, flavor. And these guys have been really fun to coach. We're talking very coachable, very hardworking, winning attitudes, the things that we're preaching. With the effort and those types of things, they've been great. So, we know that there's a correlation there, but we got to put it all together on Friday nights. And the belief system is, anybody can beat anybody on any Friday night. Whoever plays better on Friday night is going to win. So if you prepare for Friday night as hard as you can, as mentally as hard as you can, then you're giving yourself a shot to win. So that's the belief system, and these guys are buying into it.
And our thanks to the Chelan Goat football team and their head coach, Travis Domser, all the squad, and best of luck as they open up the season with a game Friday night at Sargent Field in Chelan, non-league affair against the Brewster Bears at 7 p.m. Hope to see you there. Dennis Rom, Lake Chelan Now.